Welcome back on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning here, 820, 836 here on a Thursday, March 23rd edition, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete Vols, Brent Rogo for Home, Life, and Auto Insurance. Call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Also ATV, boat insurance. You know, we're getting to that season. Motorcycle insurance. I saw some bikes out last week. I'm sure you might be able to get one out today. Even RV, camping season's coming around the corner. Call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. We're currently with the sun coming up at 21 degrees on our way to a 50-degree day. We're pleased to be joined in studio here with Daniel Stinman at North Platte Community College. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to have you in studio. We talk to you once a month over the phone, but it's good to have you in studio.
Yeah, you know, with Brian, with the Board of Governors meetings, we always do our recaps the day after our Board of Governors meetings. So it's a lot easier for us when we have all of the scheduled events of the next morning that we can just call in remotely and get on the air, because we do try to hit all of the radio stations within our 18 county service area with our
so that's media day.
That is media day. So literally takes place, I think we start at 8 o'clock in the morning, we run, I think we finish up with KNOP shortly before noon.
Oh man.
So it's about a 15-minute segment each
that's
time we
exhausting.
Do it.
Exhausting.
It's a fun time because we get to, you know, we get to talk about a lot of the things that, you know, we're discussed in the board meeting or things we have coming up. So, you know, just keep things fresh in everybody's minds of things we have going on.
What's your official position, Elder?
So I am the Director of Marketing and Public Information.
Very good. Very good. Is that for North Platte or for?
That is Mid Plains as a whole.
What I
so I cover the whole 18 county service area, all of our 7 campuses. I'm housed on North Campus. So I work with the tech stuff just because I'm right there. I spend a lot of time on South Campus. Obviously, I cover athletics with men's and women's basketball. We don't have an athletic communication specialist currently at this time. So Heather Johnson and I split duties for covering the Knights athletics. And she takes volleyball and softball, and I take men's and women's basketball. So it's always fun. There's never a shortage of things we have going on campus, and there's never a shortage of athletics.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're into the second semester here. You're more than halfway through it, I suppose. And when's the last day of – when's semester end?
So our commencement ceremony is Friday, May 12th.
All right.
So we will – that is a – I call it the parade of commencement ceremonies. We start with McCook at 10 o'clock on Friday morning. So – and then we hightail it to North Platte for our nurse painting ceremony, which takes place at 12:30. And then we have the North Platte commencement graduation at 3 o'clock. So it is.
That's a long day.
It makes for a long day. And usually each ceremony is about an hour. So we cut it close when we're coming from McCook and try to beat
it back
for a nurse painting. So we try to make sure we can get it in.
You can't
in
get
an hour.
You get pulled over, you're in trouble.
Yeah, we are. So we haven't yet. Knock on wood. It's a fun event. It's obviously it's a fun time to be able to recognize those that graduate throughout the year and their honors and that sort of thing. So it's a wonderful day. It's just a long day, but it's great to honor our students.
It'll be here before we know it. We'll talk about it maybe after we take a break here in just a little bit. We'll talk about some of the improvements that are going on, some construction. But what are some of the things going on right now at North Platte Community College?
You know, obviously the biggest update is the Health and Science Center. We did a groundbreaking ceremony about this time last year.
Okay.
So the Health and Science Center was built in 2012. It is home of our nursing program, our med lab tech, emergency medical services, paramedic, dental assisting, math, biology, chemistry, physics, and engineering programs. So the expansion takes place on the west side of that building. As the demand for nurses and healthcare professionals have increased throughout our college's 18 county service area, we need to be able to meet those and make sure that they're trained properly. So this expansion will allow us to have more classrooms for nursing, lab space for nursing and medical and emergency services. They're putting in a ambulance box simulator paramedics so they can. We've talked about that. That is a kind of a big and kind of a huge thing because they can go around towns of North Platte or in the country, whatever, and they can simulate the road, putting in an IV. They can put in smells of whatever they wanted to, things that they can practice on, things that they would experience real life, hands-on. So that's kind of cool with that ambulance box simulator.
That is cool. And that's, I mean, I'm kind of liking it to like a flight simulator almost. Like you're it's everything but the real thing.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be an opportunity for them to get to learn, you know, streets of North Platte or get to know kind of some different routes, country roads, in town driving, mixture of both.
Yeah, just gravel driving.
Yeah, just an opportunity for them to kind of gain first world experience, but perhaps not have the ability of some of the ramifications that could come with mistakes or something like that. Sure. So they can, you know, obviously to coach them up type of thing.
You don't think about that when you're thinking of training, you know, to be in an ambulance. You know, just the driving aspect, knowing the roads, knowing knowing how to drive on a gravel road. That's not something I ever thought about that you probably would need some good training for, because that's the last thing you want to be worrying about is, you know, how to drive on the gravel road or where you're, what's the best route to get where you're going. You want to have that pretty well down to the time the call comes.
You know, and I grew up in a rural community. I grew up just south of North Platte. So a lot of these people that volunteer in those communities, you know, are a volunteer, you know, so they know the roads, that sort of thing. So it's an opportunity for those to provide some local assistance as well to, you know, get the training they need, as well as, you know, maybe train the next set of people here in North Platte or McCook, EMT services, so that they can, so we can continue to grow our communities.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know you got new video boards going to be going in.
Yeah. So currently in the project right now, it kind of started early in March. So the Board of Governors approved new video boards for the McDonald Blanton Gymnasium last September. So currently our physical resources and IT departments are taking down the existing boards. They'll be running new electrical and conduit to meet the needs of the new 18 foot by 10 foot. They're basically almost 19 by 11 foot boards that will be installed in April. Physical resources needed a month to prepare the, backing and run all the electrical and everything that those boards are going to need. So they started in March, and hopefully we'll have all of that wrapped up by the athletic banquet, which will take place at the end of April. So,
oh, very good.
So, and then commencement, obviously. So we're hoping to use those new boards for those two events, but those things are massive. So if you do and you're interested in something like that, you might pop your head in on the north side of the McDonald Belton Gymnasium. They have the plywood up that's going to be used to put the video board into the wall, so they don't have to drill into the wall. They can drill into the plywood, and it'll be secure. So, pop your head in. You know, it's going to be a big thing. It's going to be able to enhance just the atmosphere of our games, and not just only our games. You know, we have a lot of high school events that would take place in there, commencement ceremony. So, just a lot of opportunities in there that we can enhance the guest atmosphere.
Will they be in the same spot as the old ones?
They will. So, okay. Of course, if you've been in the gym, they have that. We've had our scoreboards and then that fourplex. Both of those are coming down, so the fourplex will no longer exist along with the existing scoreboard. So they will be used as a digital board, a video board screen in those locations.
Very good. I love when I'm able to be out there to call a game. The boards you already have are great. You know, I go to state basketball, and they will put up for all the games but the title game. The title game, they do have this. They'll put up they won't put up points for each player, whereas at Midpoints Community College, they do. I love that. And I asked them, I said, why don't you put points up on the scoreboard at the state tournament? You know, you've got, and they put the fouls up for every player, and they said it was going to cost so much more, and there's a huge, they need another person to run it. So I appreciate the fact that you guys put on a great atmosphere out there, and it benefits, obviously, your athletic programs, but our entire area. And I'll throw McCook into that, because I've been down to the Graff Center. That is a great facility as well. Just for our area, what a blessing to have those two facilities to use.
Yeah, and you know, obviously the Graff Event Center is newer. About 2012 is when that was built. So obviously we all know about the Husker volleyball spring game that was out
there.
Yeah. So it's an opportunity. We're talking about what we can do in that space too, as well as video boards. We're just trying to get away, create more of an atmosphere at our games. And obviously, with my background in sports broadcasting and sports information and that sort of thing, it's about creating a fan atmosphere that is welcoming, that, you know, can put our athletics on a high note. So we can continue to look at those opportunities. And this just was one of those things that, and maybe it's about time we get some digital boards and have some discussions in McCook about what we can do. So just always about enhancing the fan atmosphere of all of our events.
Talking with North Mid Plains Community College's Director of Public Relations and Marketing. Did I get that all right?
Yeah, correct.
Daniel Stinman here with us. We'll take a time out, and we'll wrap up Mugs in the Morning. Got 15 minutes left here of the show after a break on Husker Radio's KODY. Welcome back on Mugs in the Morning, KODY 851 on your Thursday morning here. Brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete Voles, Brent Rogo. For home, life, and auto insurance, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Your time and temp brought to you by Grease. Monkey, 851, as I mentioned, 21 degrees. The sun coming up, though, it should warm it up. We're on our way to 50 degrees. Daniel Simony, Director of Marketing and Public Relations out at North Platte Community, Mid Plains Community College, joining us here back again for the final 8 minutes here of the show. Starting to get into nicer weather, which means we're getting to the end of semester number two at North Platte Community College, McCook Community College, and all your campuses. And that means registration days are coming up now already.
Yeah, so Mid Plains Community College will offer a series of registration days beginning in April and continuing throughout the summer. Events are scheduled for Tuesdays, April 25th, May 23rd, June 27th, and July 18th in North Platte. And then Thursdays, basically you can take plus two on each one of those, April 27th, May 25th, June 29th, and July 20th in McCook. So if you are a prospective student, it's an opportunity to sign up for classes, meet with staff from student services, and receive the information you need to just basically hit the ground running in the fall.
Already getting ready for next year, which you kind of have to because summer goes awfully quick. Once you get done with graduation, then you're in probably full prep mode for next year.
And that's a beautiful segue for those that are coming back for the summer or people that are continuing dual credit or want to get some classes out of the way. Summer registration is open. So when you come back, you know, you don't have to basically take a whole summer off. You know, you can come back, transfer to Mid Plains Community College, get a class or two in. Obviously you'll have some savings on your wallet. So you can take those classes here locally. Maybe you can even take them on your timeline. Maybe they're online classes, whatever you need. Don't think about summer as a time to relax. Save a couple bucks and summer registration. Go check out our classes. It's open. So maybe it's an opportunity for you to kind of, you know, continue your education but save some money.
That's a great idea, actually. And I would imagine that's become even more popular for people. It's just so easy anymore, to get some credits done at other colleges, especially when you can do them online. I mean, that accessibility makes it really easy.
And if we don't have something that you aren't, maybe something we can talk about. You know, I've people locally here, Megan Manley, who is our alumni of the year. You know, there were some classes over the summer that she could take at UNL, but she thought she can get them cheaper here, and they've just figured out how to make it work, get a class organized through some instruction, and she was able to take it locally over the summer. Good. So if there's something, maybe there's something we can work out and create a class that you need at the next level so you can save some money.
Very good. Daniel Simmons here with us from Mid Plains Community College, a co-host here on Mugs in the Mornings, KODY. You got some camps coming up this summer.
It's just released, just kind of hot off the press, you know, within the last day or so. You know, obviously our volleyball and women's basketball teams kind of come together for their camps over the summer. It's a wonderful opportunity for people entering third and fifth grades or those entering sixth through eighth grades to get some basically a whole day of camps. So what they do is volleyball splits the morning and then women's basketball splits the afternoon. So on June 21st through the 23rd, girls entering third through fifth grade will have a junior camp. And then July 12th through the 14th, girls entering sixth through eighth grade will have a camp out at the college. So camps will consist of a combination of just, you know, volleyball and basketball instruction, obviously volleyball in the morning, starting at 10 a.m. to 12:30, and about an hour break there for lunch from 1:30 to 4 each day. Fee is $70 per sport or $90 for both. So the cost does include a t-shirt, and it's a whole lot of fun. Like I said, it's an opportunity to kind of learn some of the fundamentals, get to meet our coaches, get to meet some of our student athletes. So come out. It's a wonderful opportunity. Plus, if you're a parent and you need some childcare, it's a couple days of childcare.
That's a month after school gets over, roughly. So by then, you're going, yeah, we need something to do.
You might need a little break from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Kick them out and put them on somebody else's problem for a couple days. But so, it also gets them something to do and get some good exercise and hone their skills with some athletes who are certainly qualified to teach them.
Yeah, and obviously with our coaches are right there with all the instruction and college athletes. You know, I remember looking up to college athletes when I was going to school. Obviously, I did college athletics and that sort of thing, and did the broadcasting thing. So, you know, I always got to be around sports, got to be around, you know, people that are older than me and those I looked up to, idols I looked up to. So there's nothing better than creating a friendship between when you're young with those that are older than you, somebody that you might look up to. And obviously with local athletics, you know, you can have a much closer relationship with those students.
Yeah, and I think that benefits you guys as well because, you know, you create a relationship with maybe a freshman, soon to be sophomore, with one of your youngsters, and maybe they come to the game, support them, watch them out at the college. When you know the players, it makes the game, you have a connection there, and it makes it much easier to root for them. It makes it more fun to root for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about doing some things to kind of, you know, engage the community a little bit more with meeting our students. Athletes, because we do try to keep most of the local talent here, but you know, sometimes they always want to go elsewhere to pursue their, you know, athletic or academic dreams as well. So we do have some new faces, some out of town, out of our 18 county service area, or out of the state. So we're coming up with some new ideas to get people more ingrained with our programs and with our players and with our coaches.
Very good. You guys are in the middle of, well, not maybe not quite in the middle, but softball season. They've, you know, it's always a patchy start with the weather, but they've gotten quite a few games in, actually.
They actually just finished up a 3-game series yesterday with Highland Community College. They're 2-13 on the year, but I think they're starting to figure some stuff out now. You know, obviously I think they played in the dome is how they started the season off. And, you know, it's been I call it the shuffle of events that they've had. Things are scheduled. They'll get canceled. They'll get moved throughout the season. So if you want to follow our athletic teams, make sure you go to the website npccknights.com for North Platte and mccindians.com for McCook. So follow those athletics. That's where all of the information is going to come. If they're starting to make changes, because sometimes we might be the last to hear when they make a change, right? Because they're doing the shuffle of, you know, trying to find a team to play that might be able to come out that had a canceled game. Earlier this week, I actually ran into Presentation College from Aberdeen, South Dakota, at a gas station here. They were playing here in North Platte because they can't, and they were playing Mayville State, which is North Dakota.
That's right.
So they were playing here because they, with all the snow up north, they just couldn't find a place to play.
South Dakota, North Dakota, come North Platte.
Yeah. So it was fun. I ran into those at the gas station just south of town. So they came here all the way here to play. So it was an opportunity to showcase North Platte for, you know, teams that don't really come out here regularly.
Yeah, absolutely. And those were home games for the softball team just yesterday and Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm,
correct. And then against Highland Community College, that was kind of a rescheduled game. I think we had about a couple days notice on that. Obviously, they had to cancel their game. I think they were supposed to play Southeast Community College. And, obviously with weather down there, where they were going to play, the field conditions weren't right. So they had to cancel those. So Highland was looking for a game, and we picked up that game. And, they lost by 2 runs, 11-9 yesterday. But they'll be back at home on March 30th at 4 p.m. for a doubleheader against Hastings College JV. So
very good.
Right there, right across, right off the Highway 83 of North and North Platte.
Very good. Well, Daniel, we're out of time, but I appreciate you coming in. We'll do this again maybe in a month or two.
Yeah, I love it. This would be great.
All right, North Platte Mid-Plains Community College's Daniel Stemman. Have a great day, and we'll see you around, all right?
Sounds good.